Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and today I'm coming to you from the road. I'm en route up to Steamboat Springs, Colorado, or more specifically, the mountains northwest of Steamboat, where we go each year in September for archery, elk, and bear. This is, the fifth year that we've done this. A buddy and I lease a ranch up there north of Steamboat, and probably about 60, 65 miles south of the Wyoming border. But some beautiful country. There's a lot of elk up there. For a person that's never went to the mountains to hunt elk, I would think it would probably be an ideal place. There's not a lot of big, giant elk like you see on the TV hunting shows, but there's a lot of elk that would score 240 to 300. The 300 inches are probably top end for the elk up in that country. But it's really a great place. You know, all of our hunters, except I think in the last 5 years, there's probably been four hunters that haven't had an opportunity to arrow a bull elk or a cow elk. You know, if you're a bow hunter, you know that opportunities are one thing and elk on the meat pole is something else. So not everybody kills an elk, but the percentages are, you know, way much higher than they would be on public land if you were packing in. And the thing about hunting a good private ranch, there's a road right through the middle of it. And I think it was Jim Zumbo that wrote one time, there's no easy elk hunt. Well, these hunts are usually as easy as elk hunting gets. It's easy until an elk is arrowed just before dark and that rascal runs up a mountain and then you're tracking and trying to get it out of there, snake it out of that black timber, you know, in low light conditions. But that being what it is, it's really an awesome experience. We have the two groups. We have one group in 1 week, and we have 2 days off, and the next week we have another group of elk hunters coming in right behind them. I think two bear hunters this year. Bear are extremely plentiful. You have to be real careful about packing food when you're up elk hunting. I don't like to carry any candy bars or sandwiches or anything with me. I've never really had what I'd consider a life-threatening problem with bear, but I've had them way, way too close and way, way too curious, you know, several times. But you just have to be careful when you're in bear country. The truth of the matter is there's more people killed with black bear than there are grizzly, but I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the fact that grizzly numbers are just not that strong. But I hope to be coming to you from Colorado, from our camp, maybe on a daily or at least every other day. I hope to have time to get off to myself and record or maybe talk to some of our hunters and give reports to you about what's going on up there. It's promising to be a good year. There's a lot of water. The elk wallows have water in them right now, and that's always a good place. You know, an old rutting bull, he likes to get in the water, get his antlers down in the mud, and if you've ever watched one, they look like a tractor in an elk wallow throwing mud up and slinging it all over the countryside. But we have a cook that's going to be there. Billy Kilpatrick will be our cook. Actually, Billy guided out here at Lake Levan for crappie for many years, but Billy's an excellent camp manager, actually does way more than just cooking. So I want you all to tune in each week, these little updates from the mountains.
Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.